Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
720 WGN, Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. What kind of person would fly out to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for Groundhog's Day?
Probably somebody you know, Pete.
I'm sure this this is a segment about Groundhog Day, but it's really a segment about a bucket list, wouldn't you say?
I would say, since Groundhog Day was yesterday, that I think it is a very much a bucket list segment.
My buddy Peoria Joe is a bucket list guy. He makes a list every single year and then tries to do everything on the list. This year, he took his son Jacob to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for Groundhog Day, and he's there now, our WGN correspondent, live from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It's Peoria Joe. Now, are you in Punxsutawney or are you in Pittsburgh now?
I'm in Pittsburgh now, and I got to tell you guys, you have got to do Gobbler's Knob and Groundhog Day next year. You gotta report live to it. It is the most amazing event that you will ever go to. Bigger than the Super Bowl.
No.
Well, there's no direct flight, so you have to fly into Pittsburgh, then get in a car and drive how far, Joe?
So, Punxsutawney is about 90 minutes northeast of Pittsburgh. It's not a bad drive at all.
It's like an hour and a half.
It's about an hour and a half.
And so, I mean, you write a bucket list. How does this get on your list? Why is this something that you want to go do?
Great question.
I mean, I see it on the TV every year, and I just kind of pass by it and think, whatever, who cares?
It's like, what's the big deal?
Right.
So for me, I'm a huge weather guy. I mean, when we wake up in the morning, we turn on the Weather Channel. It's just become a rite of passion for our whole family.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, we're just kind of strange that way. So about a year ago, I travel a lot, and I couldn't sleep. When I woke up, turned the TV on, and the Weather Channel was reporting live from Punxsutawney for this groundhog.
Oh.
And I said to myself, I got to go. I got to go see Phil. I got to go maybe meet some of the folks from the Weather Channel, which we did, and just to absolutely experience the whole thing. So that's kind of what started it a year ago.
Everybody has that guy in their life that just falls into things. This is Peoria Joe right here. So you flew out to Punxsutawney. You flew out to Pittsburgh on Friday and drove to Punxsutawney. What happened on Friday night?
So if you don't know the history, you know, like everyone thinks it's about this groundhog. You know, it's kind of silly. He's
right.
Reporting the weather.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's it. That's what we think.
And certainly that is the theme of the whole event. You know, no shadow, early spring, which is what he did yesterday. If there's a shadow, there's six more weeks of winter. But this whole thing, and this is what I learned, which I thought was fascinating, this whole thing started hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It was actually a Christian holiday called Candlemas. And back in the day, the folks would take their candles to church and have them blessed. And the whole thought was, if the candles are blessed, which is probably the only light they have in their house, hopefully it'll be a quick winter and they'll get to summer and you know, survive. So that's
okay.
How the whole thing, but it evolved over the years. It's actually the halfway point. This is the Weather Channel in me. It's the halfway point between the winter solstice and the summer solstice. So December 20th, 23rd is the winter, which is the shortest day of the year, a light day.
Okay.
And June 20th, 23rd, it varies every year, is the summer solstice, which is the longest. So February 2nd is the halfway point, and that's what that's really how it evolved, and it just has become a prediction of the weather for this one groundhog called Phil.
Yeah, how did they get the groundhog in there? How did they go from candles to groundhog?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of history around it, but these folks in Punxsutawney picked it up 133 years ago. That's how long this has been going on.
So it was like somebody's pet groundhog that got loose, and then they just decided to switch the story 130 years ago. Oh, no, Phil got out.
No question about it. But, I mean, it has just evolved. And there's no question when you are talking to people. You know, so we arrived on Friday, and we went to the Inner Circle Banquet, which was at a local high school.
This is what he does. Yes, this is what he does. He buys the extras. Okay, so they have a Friday night dinner before the Saturday.
But I love the name is the Inner Circle Banquet.
All right, keep going.
Okay, yeah.
So we pull up, and it's zero out. It's so cold. I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, I look at Jacob, and I'm like, I have no idea what I've gotten ourselves into here. So we go into this high school, and it's just like a high school. We go into the cafeteria, and there's like 80 tables sitting out, and there's a number on it. We were table 37. We sat down, and they throw on this whole kind of pre-groundhog banquet.
It's the buildup.
And it's mostly like local community people, and the senators and local politicians were all there. But like at our table, there was a young couple there from Columbus, Ohio, who just were coming up there as a bucket list to do the whole groundhog.
I know, Jane, you have no time for it, but I would do that. I would go to Groundhog Day. I would do it.
I mean, I would do it if, say, someone said, this is what we're doing. I would go along and I would have a blast, but I wouldn't be the one that would be instigating it.
Well, here's the thing. Joe, you go through Friday night in Gobbler's Knob, and then people stay there. They don't go to bed, right? They stay up all night?
So the dinner was over at like 9 o'clock, and I had bought these VIP dueling pianos, which was downtown Punk Fatone.
You got to buy the VIP for everything. Yeah. By the way, the VIP, $10 or $15. I mean, that's all you're throwing out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it was dirt cheap. Jacob couldn't get into that because he's not 21, which is not a problem.
But we ended up
just going back to the hotel, and it was 10:30, 11 o'clock. The whole town doesn't go to bed. So literally the Gobbler's Knob Groundhog celebration starts at 3 o'clock in the morning. So we took a two-hour nap. We got back in the car, and we were at Gobbler's Knob at about 3:15. So when we arrived, there was about, maybe 2,000 people there. By 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's zero, by the way. It is so cold.
Oh, no.
There was over 40,000 people there.
40,000 people. All right. Let me recap for people just tuning in. This is Peoria Joe. He was in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania yesterday for the groundhog. So it's 4 a.m. What time does the rat come out of the hole?
It's not a rat, and you can't say rodent. They frown on it.
Do they?
It's a rodent.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it is. But so from 3 o'clock to sunrise, which is about 7:20, they literally build up this whole experience. And there is music playing. There's a huge bonfire. There's a talent show. There is a unbelievable fireworks. I mean, we were sitting there, and they dimmed all the lights. I'm like, what the heck's going on?
And 0 degrees.
And all of a sudden,
zero.
0 degrees, fireworks. I mean, like, grand fireworks for like a half hour. It was like 4th of July.
Well, this is their big thing.
This is it. That's all they're known for.
This is their 4th of July.
I mean, this is definitely their 4th of July. And it builds up to about 7 o'clock. And then it kind of reminded me of when they used to introduce the Bulls back in the day when Jordan was playing. All of a sudden, they play this music. And the crowd parts, and the Inner Circle members with their black tuxedos and top hats come walking down the middle.
Sure.
And they come up on stage, and they say a few words. They introduce the Inner Circle, which is just a bunch of guys getting together, and they plan this out.
It's an excuse to have a party. Okay.
Yeah. And then they reach in, and they call up the handler. And this year was JT. He was the handler.
Did you get to meet him?
Inner Circle Banquet.
Of course you did, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, absolutely.
You got his card. It's going to be tough.
And they reach in and grab Phil, and they put him up on the stump. And then Bill Dilley, who is the president, and everyone would yell, Dilley, Dilley. The president, leans over.
See how excited he is.
And he leans over and he's like talking to Phil, and he whispers back and forth. And we were close enough, we could hear him talking back and forth. And he gets up and he's like, I got a prediction. And there's two scrolls there. One's obviously for No Shadow, one's for Shadow.
Yep.
And he picks up the scroll, opens the scroll up, reads the proclamation. And this year, It was early spring.
Early spring. With Phil.
No shed.
Is it always the same? Is it the same Phil, or is it a different Phil that that is the character?
Well, I asked that. I asked that question because if you go online and you ask everybody, oh no, it's the same Phil. I'm like, well, the darn groundhog hasn't been alive for 133 years. How many Phils have there been?
I'm checking the list now. It looks like in 2015 he had a cold, so they had a stand-in. Yes.
The understudy?
Yes.
When you were there between 3 a.m. and 7:20 a.m. and they were entertaining the crowds, curious, because people will get hungry as you're cold and you're thirsty, did they have food trucks up there serving groundhog tacos?
Well, they had the Hogspitality VIP.
Ah.
I did say Hogspitality.
Yes, yeah.
VIP tent. And I actually ponied up to $10 for that for Jacob and I.
Okay.
And there was nobody in it except the inner circle and Jacob and I. And they had heat lamps and free food. And I'm like, what is going on? I mean, it really is a very surreal, because you're literally out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yeah.
And
you think of the movie with Bill Murray. I mean, you think of that
nothing
scene.
Nothing like it.
Nothing at all?
Why don't you just go to Woodstock,
like
Illinois?
Like
you could do Woodstock
it's
next
nothing
year.
Nothing like it at all. Yeah, it's so different. But anyway, you know, one thing was clear throughout the whole thing. It's like, certainly it's about Phil. But what was just the most amazing thing is like, everybody was so happy. Everybody's getting along. It's not like a party crowd. There's no alcohol. They don't sell alcohol.
Wait, what do you mean?
I went into the gymnasium. Gymnasium high school on Friday after driving and flying, and I'm looking for the bar. There's no bar. There's no alcohol sold at Groundhog's, at Gobbler's Knob. Now, certainly there's bars downtown.
Sounds like they should be selling Gobbler's Knob. It's like a little
but
shot
anyway,
at
I mean,
Gobbler's
the,
Knob.
The whole thing just, like, brings people together. There's people from Australia and Europe and every state. And that's what it's all about. It's just coming together and having a good time.
So he didn't?
And getting along.
He didn't see a shadow, right?
He did not see a shadow.
He did not see a shadow, so there's going to be an early spring. So Phil, so after that, they grab Phil and they cook him up and you guys eat him. Is that how it works?
No. Correct, yes.
He's parted by
who
dilly
needs
dilly.
A Phil burger? Anybody?
No, the inner circle pardons him and then he gets to run free.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, basically, this is a bucket list thing. So we all need to just kind of reflect on ourselves. Mm. That's why I wanted to do this. And you've known Peoria Joe forever. It's crazy.
Nobody
goes out to Gobbler's Knob.
I'm actually really surprised, but not surprised that you would actually do this. So it's interesting, right? That this is something, but it all started because you watched the Weather Channel, and that's what inspired you to go do this.
By the way, we're going to send this whole segment. Uh-oh, you're all right? You okay?
I'm here.
All right. I don't know it sounded like something just fell. Are you okay?
There's the guy cleaning the garbage out right next to me.
Oh, wow. I thought he fell down a hill or something.
He's still a Gobbler's Knob falling down the knob.
That is so funny. We're taking this segment. We're going to send it off to Jim Cantore at the Weather Channel for you.
Nice. Gotta like that.
Did you get to meet anyone from the Weather Channel?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did. So the night the banquet, the Inner Circle, Jen Carfagna was actually inducted into the Weather Hall of Fame there.
I'm telling you. They called
out her name, and I looked at Jacob, and I'm like, this is our one moment. We're going to go over and talk with her and get a picture. And she was as nice as can be. Absolutely. We talked for, and supposedly she gave a shout out to us when she was broadcasting yesterday.
Really?
I didn't confirm that, but yeah.
This is our one moment. You know how many times I've heard that in my lifetime? This is our one moment.
This is it.
Peoria Joe, nice work, buddy. Travel safe. Tell your son, Jacob, hello. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome.
That's so fun. Good for him. What a great dad.
It's 720 WGN.